The dispatching of American observers to monitor elections in nations where fair voting is not always a certainty has long been a staple of American foreign policy. Former President Jimmy Carter has virtually made a second career of being an election monitor. Now a U.S.-based human rights group called Global Exchange is arranging to monitor elections in America. The Fair Elections Initiative will monitor pre-electoral conditions in September and then again in the week preceding the November 2nd election. Joining us is Ted Lewis, the director of the Fair Elections Project. Thanks, Mr. Lewis, for doing this.
Good to be here.
Let me ask to begin, why monitor U.S. elections?
The fiasco that led to a constitutional crisis around our elections 4 years ago really opened up some serious doubts among the American population about some of the processes at the core of our democracy. So in order to help build confidence, we want to do something that has been used widely around the world, which is the inviting of nonpartisan, in this case non-governmental, independent observers to come and monitor the election process, be with the American people during the time of the election, and help invigorate the discussion around democracy in our country.
Mm-hmm. So what will the election monitors be looking for?
Some issues that are very high on the agenda are the questions around enfranchisement and disenfranchisement of voters. The question of electronic balloting is troubling to many Americans, and there has been a fairly sustained discussion around that. We want to help with that discussion, see if there are ways that this issue can not inject distrust into the electoral outcome. One of the other areas that we're going to ask them to look at is the question of how our electoral system is influenced by big money, and if there are other ways, other innovations in friendly democracies where these folks will be coming from that may give us some suggestions for how we could innovate and perhaps better our democracy.
Who will be on these election monitoring teams?
The people that we're inviting to be on these teams are people who in many cases have participated themselves in election observations, but in all cases they will be people who come from countries that have democracies that are functioning and well underway, and they are people who have great experience in that realm and with some of the innovations in democratic systems that have gone on in the last decades around the world.
Mr. Lewis, I think that a lot of Americans might see this as an insult, if not a joke. What do you expect to accomplish by this monitoring?
We by no means think that this is a joke, or and it's certainly in no way insulting to our country. It's something that when people actually engage with the folks that will be coming from around the world, that they will see that this is something that will dramatically enliven their ability to understand and appreciate the great democratic experiment the United States has been part of since our founding over 200 years ago.
Ted Lewis is director of the Fair Elections Project of the human rights group Global Exchange. Thanks very much for doing this.